practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered together around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast, originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and this is Thanksgiving weekend, and so our theme throughout the program today will be simply giving thanks. Therefore, we'll begin the program today with a song entitled, Now Thank We All Our God. God bless you as you listen to this. But I do trust that you're having a great Thanksgiving season. I trust that you were able to get together with friends or family or loved ones in some way on Thursday for a Thanksgiving dinner. I know the Dolls all got together at the home of my son Chaz, and there were about 15 of us there, and we had a great time of fellowship. I've often said that I think that the Thanksgiving season is my favorite season of the year because it's not too often filled with hustle and bustle. It's a time of rest and relaxation and focusing on God and who He is and what He's done for us. And I trust that you today can say that you're thankful unto the Lord. You know, there are a lot of things that take place in our lives that are really difficult challenges and trials. But there's always something that we can be thankful for. If nothing else, we can be thankful for God Himself, for His love and mercy and grace. We can be thankful for His power, in that He has saved and sustains us. We can be thankful for His provision, that He supplies all of our needs. And then, of course, we can be thankful for His promise that He will never leave us nor forsake us. And so how we can be thankful if we have our focus in the right place? Certainly, there are a lot of difficulties we face in life. But let's be thankful for the way that God always takes us through those difficulties and gives us the strength to endure. Well, I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and this is the Voice of Faith broadcast coming to you from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. And as I say every Sunday at this time on this broadcast, if we can serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And truly, if God is using the broadcast in your life, we'd love to hear from you. Drop by and visit us. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. Our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315, that's 315, 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Please drop by and visit us today. If you don't have a church to attend, we will be having Sunday school at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30. And then our evening service tonight will be at 6 o'clock. And we will be fellowshipping around the Lord's table. This morning, the Lord willing, I'm going to begin my Christmas series entitled The Unfolding Story of the Birth of Jesus Christ. And this will last for about 4 weeks throughout the month of December. And I would encourage you to drop by and be a part of this unfolding story of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ as it's told in the Word of God, mainly from the book of Luke chapter 2. We'll be looking at that today as we begin the series, and certainly we would be delighted to have you drop by and visit us. Always remember that on Wednesday nights, we have our midweek services with the children and youth and our single moms ministry at 6:30. And then at 7 o'clock, we have our prayer meeting and Bible study, and Dr. Chris Davis is very adequately teaching us in the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians is a great book to study, and we would invite each and every one of you to come on out on Wednesday night to pray together, to praise God together, and to study through the book of Ephesians. So like I said, if we can never serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. Let's pray. Father, as we come to You this morning, we do thank You and praise You for the opportunity that we have to gather around the radio. I thank You this morning for everyone who is listening. And Lord, You know their needs. For those who do not know You through faith in Christ, it would be my prayer that Your Spirit would convict them of their sin of unbelief, so that today would be the day in which they would call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. And for those who are believers, it is my prayer that You'll use this broadcast to strengthen them and to encourage them. And as our theme is being thankful, I pray, dear Lord, that each and every one of us will give You the praise and thanksgiving for all that You've done for us in providing salvation for us through Jesus Christ, in providing our daily strength that we need to live for You. We thank You that You are always there. And no matter what it is we go through, we can turn to You and ask for Your help and strength and direction, and You give it to us. So we thank You, Lord, not only for the many things that we have in this life, not only for the nation in which we live, but we thank You for being You and for the fact that we can come directly into Your throne of grace to receive strength and grace to help in the time of need. Thank You, Lord, for the opportunity to do this broadcast. And truly, I pray that you will take it and use it for your intended purpose, that you'll be glorified through it. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and thanksgiving for what you'll do. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, here's a piano solo. The song is entitled, I Will Praise Him. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to Psalm 100. Psalm 100, and read verses 4 and 5, where the Word of God says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. Now, before I deliver a message simply entitled, Be Thankful, let's listen to a song that's entitled, Day by Day, and how we can be thankful for the fact that day by day and with each passing moment, God is there to strengthen us, to direct us, and to provide for us. Here's the song, Day by Day.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. day what he deems best. And he sends its part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from our Father's hand, one by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land, till I reach the promised land, till I reach the promised land.
How we can be thankful that day by day and with each passing moment that the Lord is there to strengthen us, to guide us, to direct us, to lead us until we see Him face to face in heaven. Truly, that's something to be thankful for. Well, you know, the Thanksgiving season of the year should be a very precious time for those of us who are Christians. And the reason for that is because it's a time to reflect upon the goodness of the provision of God over the past year. Now, too often, life's activities will distract us from being thankful, both on Thanksgiving Day as well as other times of the year. But an obedient and Spirit-controlled Christian will always maintain a thankful attitude. It's interesting to note that the thought of giving thanks or having a heart of gratitude is something that's mentioned at least 225 times in the New Testament. And thus, to be thankful or to have a heart of gratitude is very important for those of us who are born-again Christians. Being thankful, as a matter of fact, is a character trait that will be present in the life of all growing Christians. Did you hear that? Let me repeat it. Being thankful is a character trait that will be present in the life of all growing Christians, even in the midst of unpleasant circumstances. Because even in the midst of unpleasant circumstances, we know that God is at work to make us the way that He wants us to be, knowing that Romans 8:28 says that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Today, I want us to look at the biblical command to be thankful, the biblical cause to be thankful, and the biblical condition to be thankful. First of all, the biblical command to be thankful. This is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18a, where the Word of God says, "In everything give thanks." Now, this is a simple statement, and this simple statement allows believers no excuses to be unthankful. It says, "In everything give thanks," and "in everything" refers to all that occurs in life. No matter what the struggles are, no matter what the trials are, the testings, the blessings, or the situations that come along, as believers, we are to be thankful in all things. That's a command. As a matter of fact, as we study the Scripture, we find that being thankful is a part of the fabric of the born-again life. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 15, it says this, "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name." We are to be praising God and thanking God continually, even as we face the difficulties of life. And you see, the reason why we are to be thankful, even facing the difficulties of life, is because being thankful is the result of trusting God's sovereign will, knowing that He's at work in our lives. As I mentioned a moment ago, Romans chapter 8 and verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." No matter what we face in life, the good, the bad, the indifferent, whatever it is, God is at work to make us into the person that He wants us to be. And so we should be thankful in everything. The second point I want to emphasize is the biblical cause to be thankful. Again, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, the second part, where it says, "In everything give thanks," here it is, "for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Being thankful for all things is God's will for every Christian. Think about that. Being thankful for all things is God's will for every Christian. Being unthankful for some things is a sin against God's will. And so if we want to live in accordance with the will of God, we need to be thankful unto the Lord, because being thankful in all things is an act of obedience to and trusting in God to work all things together for our good. Many times we face very difficult and sometimes even bad things in our life. Now, certainly, we should not be thankful for the sin that we commit or any sinful situation that's in the world. But as we go through the circumstances of life, even those that are difficult, we should be giving thanks, because God is the one who causes or allows but directs all things to take place in our life. And if He causes or allows and directs all things in our life, and He does, then we know that He is working together in these things to make us the person that He wants us to be and to show us His grace and mercy. And so, you see, we should be thankful in all things. It is God's will. It means that we're going to trust God. Even though the circumstances are difficult, God has a way out. God has a way through, and He's going to provide that for us in His time. And so the Bible tells us, "In everything to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." But finally, let's look at the biblical condition to be thankful. The biblical condition to be thankful. Over in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, it says this, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Let me say that again. Ephesians 5:20. "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." This tells us that we are to be thankful for all things. Now the question is, how is that accomplished? Certainly it's good and easy to be thankful for the good things in life, but some of the things in life are not so good. How can we be thankful for all things? Well, the answer to that is found in this text, and that is by being filled with the Spirit. Notice if you drop back to verse 18 of Ephesians 5, it says this, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." We see a contrast is being made there. Paul was writing to the Christians at Ephesus, and he says, don't be drunk with alcohol. You know, when one is drunk with alcohol, that person is controlled by that alcohol. And so Paul says, don't be drunk with alcohol, but be filled with the Spirit. That is, be controlled by the Spirit of God. Allow the Holy Spirit to control your life. And as a matter of fact, as we look at this text, we see that it shows us that when we are controlled by the Spirit of God, there will be three results. Notice verses 19 through 20 and 21 of Ephesians 5, when it says, let me begin reading with the 18th verse, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." That means that when we are controlled by the Spirit, we will be praising God among other Christians. Then verse 20 says, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." And then in verse 21, it says, "Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." That is, doing what we can to maintain unity. And so when we are controlled by the Spirit of God, we'll be praising God, we'll be giving thanks, and we'll be submitting one to another with a sense of building unity within the body of Christ. And so when we are filled by the Spirit of God, we will truly be having a thankful attitude, a thankful spirit, and thankful expressions. And so the question is, how are we to be filled with the Spirit? If being filled with the Spirit results in the concept of giving thanks unto the Lord, how are we to be filled with the Spirit? Well, to be filled with the Spirit means to be controlled by the Spirit. And to be filled with the Spirit results in the action of total obedience and trust in God for all things that produces a thankful attitude in all things. When we come to the point in our Christian life where we are going to obey the Word of God no matter what, then the Spirit of God goes to work in our lives and produces in our lives the attitudes and the activities and the actions that He wants us to have, including having a thankful spirit. So the more we obey the Word of God, the more we allow the Spirit of God to lead us, the more we will be thankful even in the difficult things of life, knowing that God is at work in those difficult things, making us into the person that He wants us to be and showing us His glory. So be thankful in all things. It is the will of God concerning Christ Jesus, concerning us, and it will bring glory to God. I trust that you will have a good day today and that your Thanksgiving weekend will continue to be a good weekend for you. Thank you for joining me today. Until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why we say the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Okay, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services. Wednesday is 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.